Moving from paper medical records to an electronic system can take a toll on a hospital. It requires lots of staff time and potentially a high price tag. NPR reports many cash-strapped small-town hospitals are merging with larger health facilities in order to implement the change. That's not the case at Aspen Valley Hospital.
We're much busier than your normal small rural hospital. Our revenues are probably 5 or 6 times bigger than most critical access hospitals.
Terry Collins is chief financial officer at Aspen Valley Hospital. Phase one of moving from paper to electronic records will cost the hospital $1.4 million up front, but over time, it will save the hospital money. Collins says it's well worth it.
You got to have the money to do it, but that's not the primary consideration. The primary consideration is how do we deliver the best quality health care that we can for our patients. And, you know, implementing an electronic health record is definitely going to help to do that.
Already about 40 doctors at the hospital are using an electronic system to collect data on patients, share them with other healthcare providers, and to measure the quality of healthcare. Up next, the emergency department will make the switch. Aftab Shams is spending much of his time on this. He's the interim IT director at the hospital.
Well, it'll transform the emergency department totally. So instead of picking a sheet of paper when somebody comes in and you triage the patient on a sheet of paper, pretty much it's going to be electronic. You're going to either have some sort of a mobile device that they would be using, the physicians and the clinicians.
Right now, doctors read a clipboard that lists where patients are and which rooms are open. It's a system that can lead to a lack of coordination when the ER gets busy. When the digital switch happens, a monitor will replace the clipboard.
We're not going to change how the patient gets treated. We're going to make sure that the information is available out there to the providers in such a fashion, in a quicker fashion, and in such a way that they can treat the patient better, faster, more accurately, so the patient gets well better, faster, and more accurately.
But that efficiency may not be seen right away, and the costs to maintain security and keep up such a system will be high, especially for rural hospitals. Brock Slabaugh is Senior Vice President at the National Rural Health Association.
It's not uncommon for maintenance costs just directly to the vendors to be anywhere from $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 a month. That is a pretty significant operational expense that could be difficult for many rural hospitals to afford.
Already, more than 80% of the country's 2,000 rural hospitals have started switching to electronic files. One of those is Delta County Memorial Hospital in Delta. CEO Jason Kleckler says their switch to electronic files cost $4 million, and he's not sure whether it was worthwhile.
I will say that it's been very difficult for this hospital, and I'd venture to say most rural hospitals, mainly because of the expense.
The hospital made the switch 2 years ago to escape penalties handed down from the federal government. Although it's been difficult, Kleckler says he's hopeful the sharing of patient information with other medical facilities will eventually prove beneficial.
I think it will eventually cut down on some medical errors, you know, some of the clerical mistakes or the, you know, entries into a misreading somebody's handwriting, that kind of thing. We haven't fully realized those kind of things quite yet.
Aspen's system isn't as far along. The local emergency department will be outfitted with its digital system by the end of the year.